It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
In the past week, we've seen several noteworthy legislative moves across sectors. First, the government is seeking to address New Zealand's supermarket duopoly as the cost of groceries for Kiwi remains high across the motu. Economic Minister Nicola Willis announced numerous legislative changes that she hopes will improve supermarket competition in New Zealand. Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee has also shared some proposed changes to the Alcohol Sale and Supply Act, including limiting barriers to the approval of liquor licences and making it easier to provide alcohol in special circumstances. Finally, Defence Minister Judith Collins has approved changes that make it easier for the Defence Force to cover the operations of striking workers. I spoke with National MP Carl Bates about all of these topics, starting with New Zealand's supermarket duopoly. What have been some of the key considerations relating to the proposal of legislative and policy changes that seek to improve New Zealand's supermarket competition?
I suppose currently we've got pretty restrictive zoning, slow consenting, and some cumbersome regulations that make it really difficult for new competitors to gain a foothold in the New Zealand grocery sector. So we're removing barriers to help increase the competition in the supermarket sector and ultimately to ensure that we deliver better prices and more choice for Kiwi shoppers.
What kind of timeline are you expecting for tangible improvements that will directly benefit New Zealanders?
So we're going to pass the legislation that Minister Willis announced by the end of this year to make it clear that new supermarkets would improve grocery competition regionally or nationally. And we'll qualify those for fast-track referable projects under the Fast-Track Improvements Act as part of that legislative process this year. So that'll have an immediate effect.
Are you concerned that the European supermarket groups Aldi and Lidl did not take part in Economic Minister Willis's request for information, especially in relation to how they may participate in the future with improving New Zealand's competition?
I think at this stage, we're focused on getting the settings right to support competition in the supermarket sector. So that's, as we've been talking about, the likes of streamlining the building consenting process for new supermarkets by selecting a single building consent authority to standardise and streamline building consent processes for grocery developments that would enable competition either regionally or nationally. And I think those are the sorts of things that make it more attractive for supermarkets to make the decision to say, yes, we're going to invest either in a new supermarket or for a new chain to come into New Zealand, and we'll see them make their decisions in the future as these legislative changes come into effect.
On to my next topic with regard to the Alcohol Sale and Supply Act. How has the government sought to balance the need to recognise and prevent alcohol harm with the desire to ease bureaucratic barriers in determining these latest proposed changes?
So most New Zealanders who choose to drink alcohol do so responsibly. Our reforms recognise that responsible drinkers should not be penalised because of the behaviour of a few who do not drink safely. And so the proposed changes to the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act 2012 is about focusing on restoring fairness and practicality to the system without compromising, and it's critical that we don't compromise, public safety.
Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee has dropped a previously considered plan to restrict alcohol sale across the motu to between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m, despite a Justice Ministry analysis suggesting that the change could lead to a reduction in violent crime. Are you aware of the reasoning behind this?
I think that ultimately the package of reform around the proposed changes to the sale and supply of alcohol by Cabinet has focused on some really practical changes to the system to restore fairness and make sure that we don't compromise public safety. So if we think about, you know, at the moment, you've got objections to applications for a liquor licence, say, for example, where I'm from in Whanganui, coming from someone in Wanaka. It makes no sense. So restricting those objections to be from local communities is one example of what Cabinet's decided to do. Allowing a licence applicant a right of reply to objectives is another practical change that isn't about compromising public safety, but is about ensuring fairness in the process of establishing who should have licence available. And things like allowing hairdressers and barbers to supply a small amount of alcohol to customers without a licence. These are not changes that are about anything other than ensuring fairness, practicality, and making sure at the same time that public safety is number one.
A new briefing by the Public Health Communication Centre has reported on a variety of errors in the government's alcohol outlet data that they believe is likely to contribute to decision-making that exacerbates the harm of alcohol. Do you think the government is doing enough to ensure that its legislative changes around alcohol reflect an accurate picture of the consequences of harm in New Zealand?
So I think these changes are focused, as I was saying before, about that focus on fairness and practicality of the licensing system. So this is about things like, another example being allowing premises like wineries, such as breweries and distilleries, to hold both on and off licenses to support their cellar door sales. These are changes focused on the vast majority of New Zealanders who choose to drink alcohol and do so responsibly. And these reforms recognise that those responsible drinkers shouldn't be penalised because of the behaviour of a few who do not drink safely. And I think that that's what this package of reforms around the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act should be considered in the context of.
On to my final topic for you. Defence Minister Judith Collins has introduced new legislation that lets the Chief of Defence Force sign off on having uniformed staff fill in for striking civilians. Does this undermine the industrial action of the Defence Force workers without addressing the issue at hand?
No, not at all. It's about ensuring that there is the ability to provide the health and safety of the Defence Force and the security of New Zealand during these times. You know, if you think about in December when NZDF civilian staff took industrial action, it highlighted the challenge with the current process to authorise military personnel to conduct the work of NZDF civilian staff. So essentially that means that at the moment we're vulnerable to the availability of Parliament. In December I was in the House when the Minister of Defence put the motion and this was debated and then approved by Parliament. But if Parliament wasn't sitting at the time, that creates a vulnerability, as I say, to the availability of Parliament, and it also risks sensitive information being publicly disclosed. So it's a really practical change about ensuring that the Defence Force has got the ability to respond and continue to operate appropriately during this time.
Don't you think that the clear need to fill in the work normally undertaken by these workers demonstrates the importance of these roles and arguably the importance of recognising their work with a better than zero pay offer?
Well, I think the question sort of answers itself to some degree. If a striking worker's work doesn't need to be covered off in important situations, well then, you know, what's the role there for? So this is about ensuring that during these times, when civilian workers strike, the bill provides the ability to authorise and include instances where national security and readiness to deliver core defence outputs are at risk, expanding on the existing requirement, which just allows for the redeployment in situations where health and safety is compromised. So this is just about ensuring that those things are covered during a strike, as we do in other sectors where strikes occur from time to time.
That was National Party MP Carl Bates on supermarket competition in Aotearoa, the Alcohol Sale and Supply Act, and Defence Force strikes.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.